My Chemical Romance is a New Jersey quintet whose dark musical approach has gotten them labeled as an emo band, a term referring to their generally downbeat worldview. The band's new third studio album is called The Black Parade, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a more pleasurable experience than their reputation might suggest.
Well, it rains and it pours when you're out on your own. If I crash on the couch, can I sleep in my clothes? Cause I spent the night dancing, I'm drunk, I suppose. If it looks like I'm laughing, I'm really just asking to leave. This alone, you're in time for the show. You're the one that I need, I'm the one that you loathe. You can watch me corrode like a beast in repose. Cause I love all the poison away with the boys in the band.
My Chemical Romance has made a big, messy, pretentious album that turns out to be what the band probably did not intend, a lot of fun. Which is to say, when you fill your album with bombastic hymns to death and loneliness, when you give interviews citing Queen and System of a Down as your inspirations, you're out to impress, not merely amuse. But there is nothing merely amusing about The Black Parade. It's loaded with ringing guitar chords and the kind of squawking crescendos that make for a hard rock collection you want to shout along with as you run down the street with the band bellowing from your iPod.
Yeah, I know a thing about contrition because I got enough to spare. And I'll be granting your permission because you haven't got a prayer. Well, I said, hey, hallelujah. I'm going to come on, sing the praise. I let the spirit come on through you. We got an innocence for today. Well, I think I'm on a burning hell. Everybody burn a house right down and say, how, what I wanna say. Tell me I'm an angel. Take us to my grave. Tell me I'm a bad man. Kick me like a stray. Tell me I'm an angel. Take us to my grave. Oh, no.
Lead singer Gerard Way has white blonde hair and the upturned chin hauteur of a man who wears rock stardom like a uniform. Like, in fact, the tight black dandyish suits that My Chemical Romance currently wears on stage as symbols of their bleak integrity. Clearly, these are men on a mission to remind you how much heartbreak really aches. Nowhere is this more obvious than on Welcome to the Black Parade, clearly conceived as a grand statement. Black Parade comes complete with shifts in tempo into the sort of grandiose baroque that puts a smile on your face while their faces grimace and pout.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
The tone and timbre of Gerard Way's voice on that cut, as well as the rock operatic swell of the music, comprise My Chemical Romance's clearest homage to Queen, the 70s rock band led by the similarly overreaching Freddie Mercury. We used to have a name for this sort of stuff back then, pomp rock, as in pompous. To counteract this, the band employs producer Rob Cavallo, who keeps Green Day sounding punktastic. He helps to prevent Chemical Romance music from becoming mired in dolorousness. Together, they turn out good power ballads, such as this one, I Don't Love You.
Still alone.
The chief flaw in My Chemical Romance's method are their verbal cliches. So much talk of death, isolation, pain, blood, betrayal, lies, infection, even cancer. Such overstatement is tiresome. As I said at the start, the comforting effect may not be what they originally intended in getting so hot and bothered and ambitious, but it sure feels good.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Black Parade by the band My Chemical Romance.